Hold up, wait, we don't play. Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Okay.
Welcome back to our podcast
for health sakes. We from good feedback. And because he's heavily wanted, we're having Dr. J on for another episode. A quick one.
Super excited to have
you. He's a very busy guy, so a quick one. We have a really good idea why we want him on here. I'm going to ask some pretty easy, simple questions that we want you guys to...
Something that's very common.
Very common.
Commonly asked, and so many people need help with this. It's creating those lifelong habits, right? Healthy habits. And sometimes it's overwhelming to start something because you're trying to do 100 things at once. But instead, we wanted to ask Dr. Jason, how can you approach a new change in your life where you focus on maybe like one thing at a time to create those lifelong habits so you don't fall off track?
So you can sustain those.
Yeah, sustain and you continue to take action towards your goals.
Yeah, that's... Well, the thing you said there that's most important is that the most effective habits that we can establish are the ones that we'll stick with.
Yeah.
So rather than inundate yourself with 57, you know, new life changes in a single day, pick one thing to start. One thing that will put you in a positive direction towards whatever you're looking to create or experience or change, that also then teaches our mind to push back against the resistance that we're going to face. Because if I stick with one, and when the resistance comes up and I can push through, I'm gaining confidence in my ability to set and stick with habits. Mm-hmm. So then once I know that I can and I've shown myself, now add additional ones that would just, you know, serve as sort of a force multiplier for whatever the original habit that you started.
Mm-hmm.
I think importantly too, it sort of goes without saying, from I recall from our previous conversation, your habits have to be stronger than the stuff that's going to try and detract you from sticking to your habits. And we all have a whole litany of things that would be legitimate in terms of, look, we're all busy, we all struggle with time and energy, and we have families and kids and do other things. Yes, 100%.
But if that
is going to be the thing that veers us off track of our habit, then our reasons for doing it just haven't been anchored deeply enough.
Yeah, because someday when I'm, you know, I need to go to the gym, I can think of 37 things why I shouldn't go to the gym. You know,
I'm tired,
it's rainy, it's cold, I got to clean the house, I got to do some reporting, I have to listen to Whitney, I can think of 30 things to do so I don't go to the gym.
Even sitting in your car, I've had those moments where I'm in the freaking parking
lot
of the gym, and I'm sitting in my car going, ugh. Maybe I should just go home and do that.
If I sleep, I'll get my rest. I need it rather than work out. So how do you break that negative thinking that will overtake your mind and win?
Yeah. Two things. Again, make sure that the reason that you are wanting to create or stick to some habit is stronger than the voice in your head that will be saying those things to you in that moment. Secondly, if you actually break down the mechanics of habits, particularly in this case, we're talking about overcoming, let's say, a bad habit where that voice in my head can very easily and effectively give me enough legitimate reasons to veer off staying consistent. Habits have three primary parts. There's a cue, there's a routine that is the behavior that the cue triggers for us to do, and then there's some sort of a reward. So if you consider yourself in that moment, the cue, what we often want to alleviate when we're experiencing negative habits is some sort of emotion that we just don't want to experience. You know, we don't want to feel uncomfortable, we don't want to feel frustrated, we don't want to feel overextended, whatever. So in that moment, when you're at the end of the day, and the cue comes up that says, you know, I should go to the gym, but it's been a long day, I haven't seen my kids since yesterday, I haven't eaten that much. You know, that tweak I felt the other day in my hamstring, that might still be there. We can give ourselves really compelling, legitimate reasons not to.
I'm guilty.
So now what we're doing is...
They're all legit.
They are.
So guilty.
I can't go to the gym. Right?
It's
meant not to be.
And under the right conditions, that'll be enough. And we're not going.
Yeah.
So what's the thing? We're at the end of the day, we're tired. Maybe we just don't want to we don't want to consider what it's going to be like to be in that fifth set of burpees when we're tired and sore and wishing we were, you know, like, this is what we're actually trying to protect ourselves from by bullshitting with ourselves with these cues.
Yeah.
So we're motivated to alleviate or avoid a painful or uncomfortable emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So we give ourselves a reason. So then what's the routine that we follow? We don't go to the gym. We go home instead, or we go to the coffee shop instead, or whatever. What's the reward for that? I didn't have to feel that uncomfortable feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to be there feeling like I was going to vomit at the end of spin class, or my legs were going to explode, or whatever it was. So because that habit loop ends in me not feeling something I didn't want to feel, that's a really effective habit, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it is.
And especially if you tell yourself that you're going to do it, but you don't go through and pull through, you feel like shit after,
you
and
you
feel so disappointed in yourself because you didn't take the action.
Yes.
Deep down, you're like,
and you know you
would,
you know
go.
You could have.
How many times have you heard, "I'll start
have.
Monday.
Yes.
I'll start Monday." Well,
but
you know what?
Yourself feel
it's Monday
worse.
Somewhere,
yeah.
Right? Well, not really, but almost. it's right now. It's Monday
happy
in Australia. Yeah. So it's Monday. So yeah. So okay.
So,
so how
you
do you
work backwards
yes.
from that then, Tim? And you know, it's like okay. If you looked at your schedule at the beginning of the day, and I know how both of you work, it's like you show me the big hole. It's not there.
No.
It's shot out of a cannon until that moment where it's the moment of truth. My day is done. I've been putting out fires and helping people all day. I am tired. I am stressed. I would like to go home. Moment of truth. Am I going to go to the gym or not?
Yeah.
What are the odds, do you think, that that interlude, that that cue is going to surface at that exact moment? 100%.
Oh, God, yeah.
So because I know of that in advance, I have to be readier for that cue. It's like, okay, 10 more minutes and I check out, and that's when I'll start to give myself every reason not to do this. You can set your clock to it.
Yeah.
Boom. So if I'm aware of the cue, that allows me to step back and go, okay, I expected this.
Yeah.
Can I bring a higher standard for myself right now?
Yeah.
If I reconnect as to why going to this one workout when I don't want to is worth it, again, I put myself there.
Yeah.
And if I allow myself that, more often than not, I'm sure I could convince myself, fuck, I'll go this last time. But then tomorrow, you know, different story. So now I treat the cue with a different routine. Rather than not go to the gym, I'm going to make a conscious choice to go to the gym. And what's the reward then for going to the gym? We've replaced a negative reward with a positive reward.
Yeah.
Right? I honored myself.
So much
more energy.
Too.
Yeah.
You know, you feel
I stuck
that,
to my goal, which is teaching me that I can. Which, if you want to go even deeper, is saying, I'm worthy, I'm deserving, I'm capable of good and important things. You go, holy shit, that's what's on the line potentially in that moment of truth to go or not to go?
Yeah.
If I thought to myself that that's something I could gain to feel more confident, more in control of my life, more deserving and worthy of good things, I'm gonna fucking go.
Yeah, it feeds my inner like when I tell my patients every day to do this, and I say, well, if I preach it, then I'm the one saying, I'm just too tired. Then who am I to preach to my patients? So I fucking go. I gotta do it because I just told X number of patients, listen, stop, put down Netflix, get yourself to the gym, and just do something.
Yes.
Right. And if I don't tell myself that, I feel like a bag of shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just lied to people.
Oh, yeah.
And
totally.
If you know me, I wear my heart on my sleeve. So I say what I feel. It gets me in shit. It gets me in. But I don't care. I'm not apologizing for that, right?
Yeah.
No. So, that's who I am. So I have to be true to myself and say, if I'm going to bitch up my patients for not training and not going to the gym, putting that as their priority, I'm damn well doing it myself. And I do. I have that little window in a day between all my patients and my paperwork. Then pick up my kids from school, and with my wife's schedule in her way, I have that 50-minute window to either, you know, get off the pot or do it.
Yeah.
And I do it. I don't care. I do it. And after I'm done, I leave the gym. I feel fantastic.
And most of the time, like,
mentally,
my clients, I tell them too, I'm like, you know, especially if you're at a desk job and you're there all day, you feel so tired because you, first of all, you probably barely moved, because I'm guilty of that when I'm working on my laptop. I feel like shit. I'm like, oh my God, I feel so lazy and tired. And then I look at my Fitbit, I'm like, oh my God, my steps are
that's
so low.
Nine steps.
Because I haven't moved. But you just need movement and a change of environment, especially if you've been working for 8-9 hours at your job and you're like, oh, I'm so tired. No. your body just needs a change of environment.
Yeah.
And then I tell my clients, like, working out's going to make you feel good because you're going to release the good feeling hormones, right?
Yeah.
It's just getting to the gym, which we're talking about, is the hardest part.
It really is.
When and you're then, there, you're like, okay.
You know, I get there, I see a patient there, and they know I'm going too.
Yeah.
Like, I was there last month, and I saw my patient Joey, and I'm like, hey, Joey, me and him actually worked out together, right? And I'm like, oh, that was cool. Like, I mean, he knows I do what I say. And I know he's doing his homework there too, right?
And so it's like fantastic. How important for someone like you, I know because I know you, how important for someone like you is to have a reputation that you're someone with integrity and practices what he preaches and does what he says.
100%. To me, it's everything. And, when I travel with my team, I mean, these guys are world-class wrestlers and they're specimens. They have 27 abs. And they're Hercules, and they're Hercules women. And they're,
27
they're,
abs.
Yeah, no, they're...
Why 27, not 28?
I don't know. I thought
27.
27. No, just... Gerald Sittler number. But, so, I, you know, and so I need... And if I'm giving these kids advice, who am I to be... Because I read it in a book somewhere. I took it in school. Who am I to preach that? So that's always in the back of my head, too. And my own kids. My own kids at home. My own life at home. I'm preaching eating well and training and working out and being physical. Well, if their dad's at home not doing it, then I'm just going to it's hot air.
And look at the way, though, that, again, you have found a process to ensure that some natural thoughts and feelings that might occur at the end of a long, stressful,
and then
fatiguing
the
day
outweigh.
Where the habit could easily form for very strong reasons and I don't go do the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Then I feel guilty and ashamed afterwards. You've found a way to meet those thoughts. You're going to have them. You know, I don't know if at the end of a super long, stressful, challenging day, you're going, yay, can't wait to go and bust.
Yeah.
No, we can allow that. It's okay.
Yeah.
But now, when that happens, that cue comes up and maybe says, hey, you know, I don't think we should go do this thing. You've found a way to embed a different routine. You now see that cue as a signal that says, well, wait a sec. I am stressed. I am tired. It's been a long day. But what would it mean if I didn't go? The kind of model I want to be for my patients. I see some of my patients there. What do I mean about the kind of father I'm trying to be, right? Physical activity, being healthy is something I preach to my kids. If I'm coming home at the end of the day and not doing something physical, I can't ask them or challenge them that they didn't, right? What would it mean in terms of the kinds of values and sense of integrity that I want to bring to this world? So now when you're putting your thoughts and energy there, I don't care if it was the hardest day you've had in your fucking life. I know you're going to the gym. Yeah. And what's the reward at the end of that? I honored myself. I was consistent with the person I'm trying to be. That's a win for the day.
Yeah, that's very powerful. It's very true.
Mic drop.
Mic drop. Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
literally mic drop.
I'm speechless. Yeah, yeah.
And it goes the other way.
It's amazing.
And that's the thing that we have to be mindful of.
Yeah.
If the cue comes up, I don't see it as a signal that says, "Hey, okay, there's a strong sense here. Maybe I shouldn't go," and I don't challenge that, or I can't connect to something. As I said to you, more powerful than wanting an uncomfortable sensation to pull me away from an important goal. I mean, if my reasons for doing it aren't stronger than a passing urge to not, I got to recheck that.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't connect to something that is stronger than that, I will take that inner voice at face value. You're right. That hamstring you tweaked 9 months ago, today's probably the day that's going to go. So we can't go today. Okay, that's good. And I go home and I feel good temporarily, but then later on in the evening, I don't.
Like, damn, I wish I would have went.
I should have went. What's wrong with
now I'm tired. Now I gotta go to bed. It's true.
Yeah. So you would say, of course, like, we talked about, like, just going, like, the positives, right? Just telling yourself, okay, if I go, this is very positive. Why should I go? Backtracking, because I feel like we kind of deviated from the steps we should take to build those habits. I know that we said just taking one thing.
Yes, start with one thing.
Start with one thing. What other advice would you give?
Start with one thing. Make sure that the thing matters to you.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to stick if it doesn't.
Yeah.
Work backwards and remind yourself constantly the reasoning behind why I'm committing to this thing. We said before, it's the difference between wanting to climb a mountain and looking up every step. That's daunting and intimidating. If rather you allow yourself to feel what it's going to be like when that change takes over in your life, you know, whatever, but something physical, when your pipes start looking like Tim's, or, you know, when you're, when you have a body like a little tank, like the person sitting next to in the best possible way, you know, allow yourself to experience some of that. Because again, when the challenge is hit, I'm going to need reason enough to keep going that's stronger than that. And have built-in accountability checks for yourself. You know, whether it's a friend, whether it's putting out something publicly. You mentioned you had a workshop that you're facilitating upcoming, and you kind of had people not only to identify a habit, but, you know, let's come back and share our successes, which is a great way of saying, oh, I guess I better do
it. Making a promise to yourself. So if you're wanting to focus on a habit, start with small steps for that one habit, and it could be as simple as, I'm going to drink another 2 cups of water. If you're only let's say you're only drinking 2 cups of water a day. Add another 2. Write it down, sign it off, saying that you...
I'm a promise.
It's a promise you're making to yourself.
Yeah.
So this is for you only, and the only person that can change that is you. Start with something so small, and when you achieve it by the end of the week, you're like, oh my God, I fulfilled the promise I made to myself. Then you can work towards, okay, I'm going to add another cup. Exactly. And once you start feeling super comfortable with that, you can start adding, right? Yeah. Like, other things you want
to
work on.
Simultaneously, and you're alluding to this, Dilpreet, and it's so important. You're not just changing your behaviors, okay? That's great. I wanted to eat better, and I started small, eating whatever, drinking extra water per day, and at the end of the week, hey, I met that goal. I can honestly say I took steps in the direction of, I'm in the process of getting healthier or becoming more fit, etc. But again, when you work backwards from that, it's also teaching me and helping me push back against that inner voice that at times says, oh, I'm just not someone who can stick to changes. I'm just not someone, I guess, who's capable. I guess it's just not the right time in my life. I guess I just have too much going on. The more little wins we can get for ourselves, it's almost as though when that voice comes up, we can look at it and go, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
We just did. We just strung 3 weeks together of doing the things that are putting us in the direction. So this is a narrative that no longer serves any purpose to me.
Yeah.
And I can show it with evidence. And so now it's like that narrative is on shaky legs.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can push back to it even more strongly. And I can even look at it and wink at it and smile and go, yeah, really? Watch me string another week together.
Yeah. And you just keep winning your weeks. That's what Andy Frisella...
Yeah, the behaviors are changing,
Andy
but so too is your belief
before.
In your ability to
just keep winning your
achieve
weeks,
and
your
stay
day.
Consistent.
Yeah, or when I
win
say...
Your day,
when
win your day,
day
you keep winning your day, then you win your week, then you win the month, then you win months, and then you win
And with rehab out there, you guys, rehabbing out there, I always say this too, like, you don't win the war in one session, you win battles to win the war.
Yes.
You have to win 16 battles to win a war.
Yeah.
And I'm like, today, oh, my shoulder's still in pain, but today I got to reach the top shelf without having that pain.
Yeah.
Or I slept all night without it aching. Or I actually was able to rub my own back and scratch by my back. Wow.
Yeah.
I put my shirt on without it hurting.
Yeah.
It still hurts, but that's changed.
Yeah.
So you just won 7 battles.
Yeah.
And to win the war, that's the end game. But you can't win a war without the battles.
Yeah.
So I always say, you know, it's steps, it's goals, and it's rehab,
just
nutrition,
day,
it's
day by
day, by day,
whatever
it
is.
Win your day win your
day.
Week, win your battle, win your war.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, I love it. Was there anything else that you would suggest, or just focus on those main things and not overwhelm yourself?
Don't overwhelm yourself. That is the great way for your inner voice.
Because that's the number
sabotage.
One thing is
yes.
to make any
well,
change. Even
yeah.
myself personally, when I'm leaping into something new, I'm like, like, this is totally new. Oh
well,
my god!
Why do most
and you overwhelm
resolutions
yourself.
Fail? Because again, number one, we're under pressure to make them because we think magically at some day in the
January
2nd,
you're
going to
have
somehow bring extra leverage.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Number two, we make them sort of hastily, or again, we haven't thought them through enough in terms of
how
really going, okay, if I want this thing, here's all the stuff that I know is going to actively try and get in my way. Is it stronger than that? And for most people, it's not. So they fail as well, I think, because... You know, we just have not identified a strong enough sense of purpose and conviction that would push us through on the days when we don't want to and it's too hard and all the rest. And without that, it's going to be really, really tough to stay consistent.
Very. Wow.
Wow.
Another mic drop.
Mic drop. Pew.
That's like a gun. Pew.
Yeah. Well, no. Like, wait. Okay, wait. Mic drop. Is that better?
Is it a bottle cap?
Well, gun, mic, bottle cap, they sound the same, don't they?
Pew.
Okay, maybe not.
Pew, pew.
Let's just stick
you
to your dad jokes.
We need sound effects. We need a sound effect bar so we can have, like, real sound effects.
Oh,
let's do that. That'd be super cool. Like a laugh
like
track
laser.
From my dad's jokes. A laugh track. So people actually think people are laughing.
Oh, my God. Oh, like, boom. Like if you're watching Friends or something. I love it. And people
laugh
are,
track.
Yeah,
yes.
Laughing in the background.
They're done.
Wow. Oh, God, please don't.
Oh, I'm going to bring one next time. Oh, yeah. No. I'm going to download it on my phone. Laugh track to dad jokes.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, thank you so
Thanks,
much
Doc.
Again.
Hey,
yeah,
my pleasure.
Thank you, Jason. That was very, very good. And those are the tools that Tim and I, like, you know, really work towards as well to use in our own personal lives and with 100%. Our clients and our patients.
Yeah.
And hopefully with our listeners, you took away one thing from here.
Yeah.
And just know, don't overwhelm yourself. Start with one small thing.
So, Dr. J,
and just make sure it's important.
Remind everyone
to
how
you.
To get hold of you.
Yeah, I think probably the best way would be Instagram at Dr. Jabro. That's at dr.jbro. Or email at Gmail, which it would be Dr. spelled out, Dr. Jabro, Jbro, at gmail.com. Or
awesome.
Get a hold of Tim or Dilke.
Yeah, you can email us at forhealthsakes@gmail.com.
Yes.
And our Instagrams, mine is at D_little_tank, and then Tim.
Mine's at sport and spine and the word physio. And our email is tnanassy@sportandspinephysio.com.
Yeah, yeah, you can email personally, and mine is dilpreet@littletankfitness.com.
Okay, everyone.
So lots of options
Great.
For
Thanks
you to
again,
contact
Don.
Us.
My pleasure.
Thank
Part
you.
Part 2 was an, another bomb session. It was great.
I know. Never enough time.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
not.
We'll definitely have some
yeah.
more.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for
Thanks,
listening.
Everyone.
Appreciate you.
Yep.
And we
Big
will
time.
Chat soon.
Soon.
Peace. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Yeah.